more people, emergency service people, all the firemen, the policemen, the EMS technicians, to be able to get to the scene and to help as many people as possible, people who are still alive and people who possibly could be evacuated from the other World Trade Center building that's next door. They want to minimize the amount of loss of life as much as possible. Again, I can also tell you that the entire nation is on a terrorist alert right now. FBI offices all across the country are on alert. Washington, pretty much all of Washington has been evacuated. The White House, the State Department, the Capitol building, and the Treasury have been evacuated. Here in New York, the UN and the Stock Exchange have been evacuated. And in Los Angeles, it's on tactical alert. They are evacuating buildings in Los Angeles as well, mostly high glass structures. And the FAA has ordered all airplanes, all airports across the country to close down. There will be no more air traffic because they do not want to allow any more planes to strike a target in our country. That's all for now. Back to you, Lisa and Michael.
All right, Marcia. We've been told that, of course, parents are concerned because there are some schools down there. There are three high schools that are down there. We've been told that the students are still inside and they are safe. Of the three high schools, we're trying to get the names of those high schools for you in that lower Manhattan area. But we're
listening to live coverage from New York City. Again, what's just happened is that one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center, folks, this is quite an amazing development. One of the towers has fallen. It has collapsed. That's why we just heard Marcia Kramer of WCBS-TV speculate, but very informed speculation, that some explosion must have occurred close to the base of that building of the World Trade Center. Back at 8:45 a.m. Eastern, the other building was hit by an airplane. Then this second building was hit by an airplane at 9:03, just over an hour ago. And now, just a few minutes after 10 a.m., there's only one building of the Twin Towers standing. The other one has fallen. More coverage now from WCBS-TV New York.
And it looked like it was maybe a 757, a 767, one of the mid-range commuter planes.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in low. It was just over the river, just over the tops of the buildings. And then it made a deliberate turn right into the World Trade Center.
Mm.
And now we were just looking at my neighbors downstairs. We saw this huge amount of smoke when the building collapsed.
Sure, that's what we're seeing now.
And it's been over, I'm in the Carroll Gardens section of Brooklyn, and it's been like snow over here. There's just been pieces of charred paper, whole pieces of paper, shattered pieces of paper. But I did see the second plane. It came in very, very fast from the harbor. And it was going along the East River, and I thought, my God, it's going to brush the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got at the World Trade Center and turned, just the wing just bent, how do you call that? Dipped,
yeah.
And just dipped and went right into the building.
Mm-hmm.
But it was united, definitely, because it was the two shades of gray with a red stripe along the middle.
Okay, so you're saying United Airlines.
Kyle, we appreciate your insight, though. We should reiterate to folks, we do not have confirmation on that second plane. We do know that the first one was a 757.
You got to take in this picture, though, Michael, as you look live from Chopper 2. All of Lower Manhattan billowing in smoke, mm-hmm. in white and gray and black smoke, the entire Lower Manhattan covered in what is a catastrophe of enormous magnitude, something that you and I never would imagine we would see in our lifetime.
Just moments ago, one of the towers collapsing on top of itself. Marcia Kramer with more now from the newsroom. Marcia?
Well, we now have a report that when that tower collapsed, it may have collapsed on another building, and that building is now...
Harold, exactly where are you in filing this report?
Dan, I'm at a subway station. I just ran down the stairs. I didn't even look at it. It's right around the corner from the World Trade Center, and I'm kind of waiting for that smoke and debris to blow away to go back upstairs. But it's just an unbelievable situation here.
Well, Harold, if I may, take a deep breath, take a series of deep breaths, and then let me ask you, have you seen any indication that would tend to confirm these reports, which have been growing in intensity, that a section of the World Trade Center has collapsed onto the street below? Do you see any confirmation of that in
that
any direction?
That is true, Dan. That's what we were all running from. We heard the building coming down, and that's what we were running from. Literally, people ran out of their shoes trying to get out of the way of this thing.
Well, one can certainly understand that. So Harold Dow, our man on the scene, reports that he can confirm that a section, we do not know how large a section of one of the World Trade Center towers has collapsed into the street below. Now, for those of you who are joining us in progress, it's Dan Rather at CBS News World Headquarters in New York with Russ Mitchell at my side here, covering a breaking news situation. Two airplanes, one just before 9 o'clock Eastern Time, the other shortly later, one each crashed into one each of the World Trade Center buildings here in New York.
And from Dan Rather in New York City, live coverage now from WCBS Radio New York.
Allison Keys and Sean Adams checking in from the area inside that smoke, trying to breathe and run at the same time. 50,000 people work at the World Trade Center. Hopefully, many of them got a chance to leave the building safely during the hour or so after the North Tower was first hit by the plane. It was, what would you say, roughly an hour before the building apparently collapsed.
It all started at about 10 minutes of 9. The first tower was hit by a plane. About 18 minutes later, a second tower was hit by a second plane. Of course, we're talking 9 o'clock in the morning. Office staffs are in, are coming in, are on their way in. The building is likely to be humming with activity at that time. We don't really have much word about injuries, except we do know there have been fatalities. People were seen falling from the buildings, from the towers. And now, of course, one of the towers has absolutely collapsed right at the site. Tom Kaminsky is in Chopper 880, keeping an eye on things for us, or at Chopper 880. Are you allowed to fly now?
We are absolutely not allowed to fly at this point. Flying around here that we have seen some emergency aircraft that are making their way in. We are not allowed.
Let's go back now to CBS News correspondent Dan Rather in New York, where two of these explosions
as the collapse happened, I'm sure you're seeing in the video, began to roll our way, and that is when the crowd went wild. People just began to run. Our live truck shut down. Crews were running, reporters were running, people were running, and the cops literally were just waving their arms saying, go, go, go. We are inside the school right now, actually inside a small room, trying to stay clear of the crowds that are trying to get out of the way, and also the evacuation of this school. School officials here are trying to get everybody out of the building in an orderly fashion as quickly as possible. But again, there is so much confusion.
Live coverage from CBS News. We now have word from the Reuters news agency that at least one of the planes involved the New York crash into the World Trade Center complex was American Airlines Flight 11 that was meant to be headed from Boston to Los Angeles, apparently hijacked. Perhaps three planes were hijacked today because the other World Trade Center building was hit, and then the Pentagon. Let's get more from CBS News.
CBS News Update. I'm Howard Arenstein.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
President Bush reacting to a apparent terrorist attack just an hour or two ago. WCBS airborne reporter Tom Kaminsky says most of one of the towers at the World Trade Center appears to have collapsed.
We just witnessed some kind of secondary follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center number 2, the one that is on the south that is difficult to make out through the debris and smoke, but it does appear that the top portion of the building has collapsed down to the streets below.
There's a report that one of the planes that hit the World Trade Center was hijacked from Boston. The FAA has now grounded all flights nationwide, the first time that's happened. In the last hour, a third plane has crashed into the Pentagon here in Washington. CBS News reporter Tom Foti was watching from a distance.
I suddenly saw the large eruption of black, dark smoke from the vicinity of the Pentagon. I didn't realize, of course, at that point that it was the Pentagon itself, but the first thought that came into my head was that it's too much of a coincidence to assume that this had nothing to do with what is going on in New York.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is at the White House.
The White House has been evacuated. Startled and grim-looking Secret Service officers shouted at staffers and reporters to leave immediately. Just before the evacuation, we were told that senior officials had gathered in the Situation Room to monitor the rapidly developing events.
CBS News Update, I'm Howard Arenstein.
And we have word from New York now that all trading on the New York Stock Exchange has been canceled, at least for now. The trading day did not start at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Let's get more coverage from the CBS television network now, anchored by Dan Rather.
Now, let me underscore that New York is not burning. One section of New York has had a terrible thing happen, what President Bush has called an apparent terrorist attack. And in Washington, D.C., an apparent terrorist attack, I underscore the word apparent terrorist attack on the Pentagon. CBS News Veteran Defense Department correspondent David Martin is on the telephone from the area. David, do you hear us?
The White House.
live coverage from CBS News.
We had some difficulty bringing in David Martin. These pictures from outside the Pentagon are of people who...
So in the Washington area, in Arlington, Virginia, the Pentagon, that is the Defense Department, has been hit by an airplane. There's a security alert at the White House and at the Capitol building. Let's go to New York City now, where the World Trade Center was hit and one of the towers has collapsed. Back to WCBS-TV New York.
A lot of the effort is put into response. What, aside from getting all your emergency personnel to the scene, can you possibly do as we look at it still unfolding live in front of you? The only remaining World Trade Center tower still standing, the second one has collapsed not too long ago. What can you do aside from just getting your emergency crews to a scene?
Well, there are two things going on right now. Mm-hmm. One is this is a crime scene, and the FBI obviously is in charge of the crime scene investigation as well as the police. That probably is not taking precedence at the moment over the rescue
right.
Efforts. But nonetheless, they're there. They're collecting whatever information they can. Mm-hmm. And right now, you can imagine all of our intelligence agencies, both domestic and overseas, are tapping every
source. Let's hear what Jim Stewart has. Correspondent Jim Stewart covers the law enforcement beat for CBS News. Jim?
The additional targets, if in fact someone is targeting sites in the nation's capital, we are told that the FAA has grounded all flights, all domestic flights in the United States. One building that has not closed down is the FBI. The FBI has established an emergency command post in the center of its building. It's a contained area that is presumably safe from bombs, they believe. And FBI officials have been there now for the last 2 hours trying to sort out exactly what is going on. I can tell you, Dan, that the working theory here is that this is the work of terrorists. They specifically believe this is the work of Osama bin Laden. This is pure speculation at the moment. As recently as yesterday, Dan, when we were making our rounds on what were the latest terrorist threats were in the United States and abroad, there was no hint whatsoever that there was a threat against any domestic target in the United States. There had not been any domestic intercepts of messages. There had been no sense that that there were people here who should not be here. The feeling was that there were threats against targets overseas, but not here in the United States. They tell me, frankly, that there is a roadmap, a blueprint, if you will, for precisely what happened today. And that was signed by Ramzi Youssef. This is the bomber who was involved in the World Trade Center originally and who had plans to hijack aircraft and target buildings in the United States.
Good morning, this is Nancy Wolf. As you can hear, it's continuous live coverage with CBS. The World Trade Center has been hit. One tower has collapsed, but then the Pentagon has been hit. The FAA has grounded all flights. The only building left open in Washington, D.C. is the FBI building. With that, let's go to Mac Thompson in our WTMA newsroom. Mac Thompson?
Thanks, Nancy. We just have a little bit of information we'll want to share with you locally. As we may have, or rather, as we told you just a few minutes ago, the Air Force and the airport have been put into special operation mode. We understand all flights at the airport have been grounded. The FAA across the country has grounded all airplanes. So, again, if you were trying to get out of the airport today, for right now, you're not going to be able to because all airplanes have been grounded at the Charleston International Airport. TMA's Judy Harold is also with us here in the news center. Her husband works at the Air Force base and has some information about what's going on there. Judy?
Actually, Mac, this is at Spa War. The original urgency came down as Bravo, ThreatCon Alpha, ThreatCon Alpha was the original recommendation that's set by the region. Then they came back after that and lowered it to Bravo. That's the second highest alert. And by that means that there is certainly a higher sense of security. They've moved vehicles away from the immediate area of the buildings. And there are, of course, more security at the gates. And that's at all the military bases in our area.
So we're at the second highest level.
Bravo.
Okay. And that means, again, that what has happened to the people who work at Spa War and probably at other facilities at the Air Force base?
Well, they're still certainly on base. They're still on duty. They have had to move any vehicles that were close to the buildings further away in the event of there being any kind of an explosion in something like that in one of the cars. So they've moved vehicles away. They've heightened the security on base. They've heightened the security at the gates. So it's going to be difficult to put it lightly, to get on the base.
Okay, thanks. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you have to please bear with us because things are changing very rapidly. But again, no airplanes are being allowed to leave the airport. Second highest alert status at Spa War. Nancy, let's go back to you to wrap it up, and then we'll go back to CBS News.
Okay, again, as you hear, continuous live coverage, and we don't know how long this will be going on. The World Trade Center has been hit. One of the towers has collapsed. The Pentagon has been hit. It's on fire. The White House is being evacuated. The Capitol is being evacuated. All buildings, actually, in Washington, D.C., have been closed. The FAA has grounded all flights, and the only building left open is the FBI in Washington, D.C. Again, I'm Nancy Wolf. Let's go back to CBS News.
We're being evacuated here from the building, and I'll just tell you real quickly, when that collapse happened, if it had been on our side of the building, we would have been covered with that debris. That collapse spread far and wide, and the crowds that were nearby to look at this, I don't think we're far enough from the scene. Now, I'm inside a school, which is four blocks from where this whole disaster happened, and they were methodically trying to get the kids out of here and get them out of here fast. They saw the rolling smoke and the debris coming toward the school, and it was not just a matter of being, you know, a couple of yards away from it. It was get the kids out of here to a different place and quickly get your classes together and get them out of here and meet somewhere else. And they had the intercom system going wild here. Cops were running through the halls, and Byron and I were able to get into a small office here where we could get to a phone. But right now we are in an area that is completely evacuated, and we're talking to the NYPD right now about what to do and where to be at this point. I don't know if they're going to let us stay on this phone, but I will tell you, and I'm sure, Dan, as you've been reporting, 50,000 people work at the World Trade Center complex, and at this point there is a severe fear of loss of life at this point and massive casualties. You've got traffic at a complete standstill. And obviously, flights in the area have been suspended. We've got a cop here on the scene. Were you actually here? Were you here when this happened, officer?
Yes. Can you set on fire?
Tell me exactly where you were and what you saw. Can you do that?
A live report from the streets around the World Trade Center. That's CBS News correspondent Mika Brzezinski. Both towers were hit by airplanes. One airplane at 8:45 a.m. Eastern, another at 9:03. And one of the towers of the World Trade Center has collapsed, and the Pentagon's been hit by a plane. Let's get the latest now from CBS News in New York.
CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young. What President Bush calls an apparent terrorist attack has devastated New York City's World Trade Center. About 1 hour ago, in separate crashes, planes struck the two towers of the Trade Center. Kyle Beard watched as the second jet crashed into one of the towers.
I saw this second plane. I saw it coming in from the harbor, and it was United, and it looked like it was maybe a 757, a 767, one of the mid-range commuter planes.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in low. It was just over the river, just over the tops of the buildings, and it made a deliberate turn right into the World Trade Center.
Mm. A spokeswoman for the Flight Attendants Union is quoted as saying one of the planes was an American Airlines jet on a flight from Boston to Los Angeles. Within an hour of the crashes, a third explosion brought the 110-story tower number 2 crashing into the street. CBS News correspondent Harold Dowes near the site.
It is a surreal and devastating scene over here, something like I've never seen before.
We have more from WCBS TV reporter John Slattery.
People started screaming, many people started crying, there were people hugging each other, and every time they saw a person jump to his death, there were people who were just grabbing hold of each other and sobbing and wiping their faces and wiping their tears. It's an unbelievable scene here.
It is unclear how many people have been killed and injured. And in Washington, another apparent attack has triggered a fire at the Pentagon, forced evacuation of not only the Pentagon, but the White House, Capitol, and other government buildings. And as a security precaution, the FAA's Laura Brown says all planes in the U.S. have been grounded.
There is a national ground stop in place. That means no aircraft are taking off right now. Airplanes that are in the air will land at the discretion of the pilot and the airline involved.
President Bush, who was in Florida when the attacks began, is now airborne. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Mark Noller. Mark, given the situation, do we know whether Mr. Bush or where he's headed?
Well, we presume he is headed back to Washington, but we don't know if he lands at Andrews Air Force Base. That would normally be the case for Air Force One, where the president would go. If the White House has been evacuated and the Secret Service deems that the White House is still a prospective target of an attack, it is impossible to think they would allow the president to go there. There are certainly safe houses the president can be taken to, but we don't know what the plans are. Mr. Bush is still airborne aboard Air Force One on his way from Sarasota, Florida, where he had been on the second day of an education swing. He had been at a elementary school here in Sarasota when he learned of the crashes into the World Trade Center in New York. He scrubbed a speech on reading that he was to give. He did make a statement calling this an apparent terrorist attack, a national tragedy, a difficult moment. He announced that he had spoken with the vice president, with the governor of New York State, with the director of the FBI, and he had ordered the full resources of the federal government to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down those responsible for this act. The president said terrorism against our nation will not stand.
That's CBS News correspondent Mark Noller. We have late word from Washington that in addition to the other evacuations, the State Department has been evacuated. Are these apparent attacks the work of terror mastermind Osama bin Laden? CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart says it is inevitable he's the focus of government attention.
They've been wondering when and if he will strike again, and they only believed it was a matter of time. And I believe that today that is going to be their first suspicion.
CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
Our coverage continues here from CBS News. I'm Dan Revive in Washington, where there's a major...
You are listening to continuous live coverage from CBS News of a possible terrorist attack at the World Trade Center, possibly at the Pentagon. This is News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Frankly, our security people around in uniform and with guns looking up, afraid that there could be another hijacked plane up above. And the same is true at the Pentagon, but even worse, because the Defense Department across the Potomac River in Arlington, Virginia, has, in fact, been hit. There's a report now that there's been a bomb explosion, in fact, not far from the State Department in Washington, D.C. There had been evacuations at all these major buildings. We join now the CBS television network where Dan Rather is anchoring.
To prove something would hit these targets.
This is Russ Mitchell.
And just the World Trade Center, by the way, were the tallest buildings in the world before they were displaced by the Sears Tower in Chicago, which has also been evacuated this morning.
In that last attack on the World Trade Center, the terrorist attack for which the attackers were tracked down and convicted and imprisoned, at least some of them, the plan at that time by the terrorist planners was a series of attacks. They intended to attack not only the World Trade Center, but also the United Nations and at least one of the tunnels leading into New York City. Now, what's happened this morning on the prima facie case so far is that this was a coordinated series of attacks which succeeded with the World Trade Centers and with the Pentagon. Now, from the scene, you heard Mika Brzezinski earlier report that she saw people literally running out of their shoes, or I think it was Harold Dow, who reported that. Let me pause and say that a car bomb has exploded outside the State Department in Washington. So in Washington, something has hit the Pentagon. Witnesses say they believe an aircraft crashed into the Pentagon.
That's Dan Rather. That's Dan Rather speaking from New York. Also here in Washington, what's said to be a car bomb has exploded just outside the State Department. That's from senior federal sources. Let's join CBS affiliate WUSA-TV in Washington.
Describe what happened when we had to rush off a little while ago.
Yes.
This reporter's in a Pentagon area where a fire continues to burn.
You can call this a rumor, but FBI on the scene at the Pentagon told everybody to leave the area because there was concern of a hijacked plane that might be coming in this direction.
Hold on.
We know.
Hey, Dave?
Yes?
We just got this bulletin from the Associated Press. A car bomb explodes outside the State Department.
A car bomb, again, not an airplane. That from WUSA-TV. This from the Reuters news agency. All international flights that are heading to the United States have been diverted to Canada. This has never taken place. Again, concern about hijacked planes, concern that has closed airports all over the nation. President Bush is in the air right now aboard Air Force One. He was visiting Florida when these incidents took place. And if you're just joining us, let's recap. At 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City was hit by an airplane that, according to witnesses, seemed to be deliberately steered into the World Trade Center, hitting it around the 90th floor, causing a fire and a lot of smoke and, without doubt, casualties, though we still don't have numbers. 18 minutes later, just after 9 a.m. Eastern, another airplane hit the other building of the World Trade Center. And an hour after that, that building collapsed. That 110-story building in what's called Lower Manhattan in the Financial District has collapsed, causing injuries on the ground. We're getting CBS News reporters and correspondents to the scene to find out just what happened to people there. And in the Washington, D.C. area, an aircraft hit part of the Pentagon, which is technically in Arlington, Virginia. The Defense Department hit by a plane. Now, at the same time, the White House, the Capitol, the State Department, other government buildings were evacuated for safety's sake. We have a report a few minutes ago of a car bomb exploding outside the State Department in Washington. Let's go now to CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick, who is in Lower Manhattan, New York City. Cammie, what do you see?
Well, Dan, just a short while ago, we saw the tower, one of the towers of the World Trade Center collapse. I remember looking up and seeing what looked like a huge cloud of black smoke. There were papers and debris billowing in the air. And then within just a second or two, it was gone. There were thousands of people on the streets down here. They were all stunned. Some of them were crying. People trying to catch their breath. There's no way to get in and out of this area. The subways have closed down, the bridges and tunnels. So there are a lot of people just walking the streets here looking up into the sky to see what's left of the World Trade Center.
Cammie, do you have any sense that there were injuries? I would have to think that if a building that big was coming down, much as the police and fire department might have tried to clear the immediate area, people must have been hit.
You would think after the first explosion they were able to get people out of the building, because I'm sure they have a pretty massive evacuation plan for that building after the World Trade Center bombing several years ago. You do have to worry about the emergency personnel that were in the building, probably around the building at the time of all the following explosions.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick live in New York. Let's go to our Pentagon correspondent David Martin. He's not in the building because it's been evacuated after being struck by an aircraft. David Martin.
Perhaps 10 or 12 people who were injured, some of them seriously enough to require...
We're going to interrupt you, David Martin, and come back here to New York because the second tower in the World Trade Center is teetering and looks like it may be in the process of collapsing. The second World Trade Center tower just had another explosion, we can't call it a secondary explosion, and appears to be in the process of collapsing.
It is quite an amazing sight now. The lower part of Manhattan Island, the southern part of Manhattan, which normally has twin towers of the World Trade Center, right now appears to have... It was hard to tell in the smoke, but the second tower has a few minutes ago collapsed. Videotape being shown by CBS News right now shows, frankly, the building going down just as though at the base. The base was disappearing, and you can just see it's just disappearing downward like a candle that's been melting quickly from the top. This is what occurred to one tower of the World Trade Center half an hour ago. And now to the other tower, the one with the TV transmitting antennas on top, it too has come down just a couple of minutes ago. Let's go back to CBS News correspondent Dan Rather, who frankly is watching these pictures, and it is a stunning
sight. On the tip of Manhattan.
Just to bring you up to date, the World Trade Center has been destroyed. The Twin Towers of New York City, we don't know the casualties. They were hit by airplanes this morning, and for some reason in the past half hour, both towers have come down.
I can describe this. It's a time to watch. It's a time to watch.
But frankly, my colleague Dan Rather is quite stunned, and who isn't? The Pentagon in the Washington area has also been hit by an aircraft. President Bush is on his way back to Washington. Apparently, he was in Florida. Let's get the latest from CBS News.
CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan. Both World Trade Center towers in New York City have collapsed. CBS News reporter Pamela McCall is there live. Pamela?
A scene of utter devastation before my eyes, the second World Trade Center tower demolishing. People screaming in the streets here in utter disbelief, clutching their heads, plenty of tears. People cannot believe that this has come down.
Pamela, tell us what happened beforehand. With two planes, of course, hit both towers. What have you seen this morning?
I've seen a lot of people running for their lives. People that get to this point that are very tired and about half a mile away, and they can't believe that they're lucky enough to have gotten out of there. A lot of people heard one explosion, ran outside or looked out their windows and saw the aircraft crash into the tower. They immediately tried to get out of the area as best they could, especially before one of the towers collapsed, or a good portion of it. I saw three chambermaids in their black uniforms with their white
tear and soot-stained aprons walking by me, also in tears. Everyone cannot believe what's happening, and in a true disaster situation, they're coming together. I see one man in front of me feverishly trying to phone home on a payphone, a huge lineup behind him, other people just trying to clear the area.
Pamela McCall live at the World Trade Centers in New York. Officials say one of the planes that hit that World Trade Center tower was an American Airlines jet from Boston. An explosion's also been reported this morning on Capitol Hill, a car bomb blast outside the State Department. An aircraft crashed into or near the Pentagon, causing a fire there, seen by this woman.
We could not tell what type of aircraft it was. The only thing we could see was a huge cloud of smoke and what looked like some flames at the onset of that. We couldn't see, as you can, I don't know if you can hear right now, but emergency trucks, I've seen about 20, 25 of them.
The FAA has ordered all air travel stop. Unclear in all of these attacks, the number of dead and injured. CBS News Update, I'm Steve Kathan.
Correspondent Dan Raviv here with our continuing coverage from CBS News. Again, in New York City, the World Trade Center has been destroyed. In the Washington area, the Pentagon has been hit by an aircraft. No word on casualties, but medical authorities say there have to have been many hundreds of injuries in the New York area. In the Washington area, people are being treated there outside the Pentagon. Let's go to New York City. CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall near the base of the World Trade Center. But there are no buildings there now. Pamela?
Dan, that is a sad story unfolding here. I watched the second tower collapse before my eyes. It was an awesome sight of twisted metal as it crumbled in defeat, really. People screamed at the reality as they turned around. People streaming out of southern Manhattan. I can't believe there's anybody left down there, but there are just hundreds of people coming at me here. Everyone has a tale of how they've just escaped it. A lot of people in tears wondering how co-workers are, and the reality that there are many, many people that have not made it out of one and now two towers that have collapsed.
Do you have a sense with all those sirens around you as to whether it's mainly police and law enforcement going in or rescue vehicles and ambulances going out?
I've seen the majority of the vehicles, Dan, they're heading into this. It's a wonder that there's anybody left to get down there. I haven't ever seen as many emergency vehicles attending at one site. They've cleared off the Hudson Parkway, the roadway that's adjacent to the Hudson River, a main thoroughfare. They did that very quickly. Only emergency vehicles and communications people allowed into that area. I have yet to see a single ambulance exit.
This is of great concern because, as you know, Pamela, some 50,000 people work in the World Trade Center complex. Of course, after one airplane hit one of the buildings, almost 2 hours ago now, at about 8:45 a.m. Eastern, there was an evacuation, of course, of both buildings, but still, there had to have been people all around there. So people are telling you stories of fleeing as a building is coming down.
One fellow I spoke with was sitting in his office, heard the first explosion, got his staff together and got out of there. He calls it the closest escape that he could ever imagine, wondering if the rest of his staff has made it out okay, because it wasn't just a matter of evacuating that building. It was a matter of getting out of the way of these collapsing towers.
You are listening to continuous live coverage from CBS News of a possible terrorist attack at the World Trade Center, possibly at the Pentagon. This is News Talk 1250 WTMA.
The area is obscured. What we did see prior to the collapse of the second tower was what appeared to be a U.S. fighter jet banking, coming around. As people on the ground here became aware of the news that the Pentagon's been hit, there's just utter disbelief here. People are in shock. People are terrified for their loved ones and also want their loved ones beyond this disaster area to know that they're okay. I'm watching two chambermaids approaching me with their hands clapped. Obviously, hotels evacuated in the area, several tourists still here despite the end of tourist season. New York's a destination any time of the year. The Marriott Hotel, in fact, exists inside one of the trade towers, and we've got a lot of frightened people here. I am noticing now, Dan, a convoy of ambulances is now going by me, three ambulances, in fact, banking right into Clarkson Street, trying to get to a university hospital by the looks of it.
CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall. Stay with us if you can. A report from Chicago that the only building in the United States that's even taller than the World Trade Center, that's the Sears Tower, has been evacuated for safety's sake, but no word of any violent attack there in the Chicago area. Now, for some reason in Pittsburgh, this may be unrelated, but officials at Somerset County Airport confirmed that a large airplane has crashed just north of the airport. Now, this is about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. This is not the main airport in Pittsburgh. This is Somerset County Airport in Pennsylvania. We'll be checking that out to see if it's related in any way. I have to note that the Federal Aviation Administration grounded all planes. There were no takeoffs after this string of incidents began. In New York, the two buildings of the World Trade Center hit by airplanes, an apparent terrorist attack, as President Bush put it, and both of the towers, the twin towers of the World Trade Center, have come down. In the
All right, I'm Nancy Wolf again. We've got continuous live coverage from CBS News. The World Trade Center, both twin towers have collapsed. The Pentagon has been hit by a plane. It's been evacuated. All flights have been grounded. Apparently, CBS News reported that there was a car bombing, apparent car bombing by the State Department. And also, Fox News is reporting that the Capitol Police have said that there's a hijacked plane en route to the Capitol. With that, let's go to Judy Harrell in the newsroom.
Just some local information here. Nancy, I've been on the phone to the school districts in the area. Charleston County still meeting and to decide if they, in fact, are going to do anything at all about it. Berkeley County Schools say they, of course, are on a special alert. They feel, though, like the children are safe in the schools. The parents who are at work would then have to make arrangements to have someone watch the children, that sort of thing. However, there are three schools on the Naval Weapons Station, which is, of course, a military base. Those schools have been closed. The Berkeley County School District's making arrangements for buses to take those children home. And, of course, as I say, Berkeley County also says there are some parents who are coming to the schools to pick up their children for whatever reason. And, of course, those children are being released to their parents. So, again, no word yet on Charleston County, Berkeley County schools. Just the three schools in at the weapons station are closed, and we'll be sending those children home. And no word yet on Dorchester, too.
Right, yeah, and I spoke with the with my daughter's school, and they just don't want to upset the kids right now and alert the kids to any problems.
Okay.
And so far, I mean, hopefully there are no schools that are going to be targeted in the United States. We're gonna go to Mac Thompson right now in the newsroom.
Yeah, we just want to reiterate that the FAA, had grounded all airplanes. But apparently, Nancy, if you want to talk to this gentleman, we have a gentleman on the line who says he just saw a commercial plane leave. So go ahead and take his call if you would.
All right. Is it Jeep White, is it? Mr. White.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you said that you saw a plane take off from Charleston?
Yes, ma'am. I'm over on Dorchester Road, and it certainly looked like a commercial airline. You know, I mean, it quite possibly could have been a military charter.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly looked like a commercial airliner within the past 10 minutes just took off out of Charleston.
Now, you said it could have been a military. You didn't see any logo on the side. You didn't see Delta Airlines or anything like that.
No, it was when it caught my eye, it was really too far to see any kind of logo or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the aircraft was colored, you know, what you would expect from a commercial airliner. And, you know, I mean, I know they've announced all morning that everything is grounded, but
yes,
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that it looked like a
commercial airline. All right. All right, please keep us updated if you see anything, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, 556-1250. Let's talk with Steve. Steve, you're on WTMA. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey.
I'm right here at the end of the runway, and it appeared to be a United Airlines commercial that just took
really?
Off.
Really? Mm-hmm. A United Airlines commercial just took off. Did you see the sign? Did you see the logo on the side of the plane?
That's what it appeared to be. I'm not going to say 100%, but I'd say about 95%.
Well, God, we got to talk to someone over at the airport and find out what's going on.
That's the only airplane that's taken off since this event, besides the C-5A. There was
now,
a C-5A,
you know,
right after
it's
that.
It's being reported that Fox, that the Capitol Police say there's a hijacked plane en route to Washington, D.C. And so, I don't know. According to our reports, FAA grounded every flight in the United States.
There's a plane en route to Washington right now?
Yes.
Wow.
All right, Steve. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
All right. 556-1250. Terry, you're on WTMA. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hey.
This is very disturbing, but I was on the interstate heading out past North Charleston, and I saw a U.S. Airlines and a United Airways plane, both in flight. So I don't know if they were in the process of coming into the area or...
And when was this?
This was about 5 or 10 minutes ago. And I saw another plane in the distance, but I couldn't tell what type of airlines it was.
So you saw a U.S. Air within the last 10 minutes and a United Airlines flight leave.
Yes, ma'am. I saw them in flight. I don't know if they were coming or going.
You know, they could have. Okay, that's just it. They could have been if they're arriving because the FAA grounded all flights, but that still means planes have to land. We're going to, right now, we're, okay. Carrie, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. According, we have a lot of calls here where people have seen planes. Dan?
Nancy, let me just throw this in as a scenario.
Okay.
I was out front standing, just taking a quick breather out front a minute ago, and there was an airliner that was flying in. We have a direct flight over our station, as you well know, when they fly into land. This aircraft did not look like a military aircraft to me. But think about it. All of the when the FAA grounded all flights...
Right.
How about the hundreds or thousands of flights that were still up in the air?
Exactly. And that was what the last caller said, that she wasn't sure if it was taking off or landing. But a couple of the calls, Dan, C said that, or Mr. White said that they saw flights taking off.
Well, I don't know the scenario here, but say you've got a flight that's landed and it's been checked out. We know what the deal is, and it's got to go on for some reason. I don't know what the reason could be. It could possibly be that it's been checked out, it's landed, and it's been sent on its way. I don't know.
Okay. Let's take another call. 556-1250. Richard. Richard, you're on WTMA.
Yeah, Nancy. I saw a, it was a Delta airline.
Yes.
It was heading down like it was landing.
Okay.
The airbase. And then it was descending, and then it went back up and took back off. It didn't land. I don't know where it went, but it did not land. But it was descending, and then it took back off.
And when was this?
This was approximately 15, 20 minutes ago.
So it looked like a Delta airline was trying to land... But it took
but
back
it
off. It did not land.
It was landing, like it was landing at the airport, and then it took back off and went, looked like it was heading north.
All right.
But it did not land. But it was going. Looked like it was going to, but then it picked back up and took back off.
All right. Thanks for your call. All right, let's talk to Bob. Bob apparently saw another airline. Yeah. Bob?
Yes, I seen the same aircraft. It was red and gray. It was in between the clouds. It looked like it was landing.
Okay. All right, Bob. Let's go back to Mac Thompson. Mac, any...
Yeah, Nancy, I just wanted to say, if people that are calling do want to hang on, there may be some updates from CBS News because they are having live, as we've been telling people, live continuous coverage. So, Nancy, if we can just ask the callers to hang on, we're going to go back now to live continuous coverage from CBS News for a few minutes, and we will be back. So now back to CBS.
Of one tower or the other...
at right now is perhaps half of its former glory. I'm looking at a blue sky that's fringed with the smoke and the remnants of the collapsed building. You can imagine what it was like to watch half of a 110-story building collapse before my eyes. It was a scene of complete and utter turmoil. Presumably what happened is that this structure, after the plane hit it, simply burned out from the inside and couldn't stay erect anymore, and finally it toppled off.
One thing people will want to know, Pamela, is if there's a chance that there was a bomb at the base of the building that brought it down. You have the impression it may just have been the fire that was started by the airplanes crashing into the two buildings.
That question will be one for investigators. From my vantage point, it would appear that whatever hit the top part of this structure unhinged it to such an extent that with the heat of the fire, it simply toppled over.
This is something that terrorists...
If there had been a bomb at the base of it, one would project that it would have toppled the entire thing from the base to where it is now. It is the top part that's lobbed off, a massive structure falling to the ground of New York City.
Keep in mind that 8 years ago, terrorists did try to topple at least one of the buildings of the World Trade Center. A jury found members of Osama bin Laden's terrorist gang guilty of that. That was 8 years ago. Now, most of the World Trade Center. Both twin towers have come down, having been hit by airplanes. Again, in the Washington area, the Pentagon has been hit. The White House and other buildings have been evacuated. For safety's sake, buildings in other cities in the United States, even in London, England, have been evacuated. Flights coming into the United States from overseas have been diverted to Canada. And in western Pennsylvania, there's been the crash of a large airplane. We don't know what this is about. Somerset County Airport, about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. Officials say a large plane has crashed. We'll try to get details on that. Back to Lower Manhattan and CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall. What do you see now?
Well, I do see that the bulk of the people have made their way out of here. We do see more emergency and hear more emergency vehicles that are heading out of this disaster zone. Still some people that choose to stand and watch in disbelief as this horrifying situation becomes apparent. As Cammie mentioned, people are huddled around radios trying to understand the full gravity of this. Going by me right now, we have an ambulance, paramedics, followed by a police vehicle. Two horses and a trailer, presumably if it would be too difficult for vehicles to get into the area, the horses would come in handy. I'm also seeing a lot of vehicles that look as if they're carrying Secret Service type personnel, obviously keen to investigate this.
This will immediately be a federal case, of course. President Bush was in Florida when these attacks took place. He called it an apparent terrorist attack on our country. He was speaking after the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York were struck, before the Pentagon was struck by a third aircraft, apparently deliberately steered into the Defense Department in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. The Secretary of State, Colin Powell, he's on a trip to Lima, Peru, and he is flying home, canceling the rest of his schedule there. He says a great tragedy has struck our country. It will not affect the nature of our society. We will find out who is responsible for this and bring them to justice. When President Bush spoke at a school in Florida, he also spoke about that and said whoever did this will be hunted by federal authorities. When it comes to worldwide reaction, as well as prominent buildings in London, England being closed for safety's sake, the leader of the Palestinian Authority, Yasser Arafat, has unequivocally condemned the attack on the World Trade Center. And again, the word from New York is that the Twin Towers have come down. We'll be getting a full update a little later today. President Bush will be speaking. It's believed that he's flying in Air Force One back to Washington, but with all of the security alert around our nation's capital, there is no confirmation as to where President Bush is going. Let's get the latest.
CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young. A series of apparently closely coordinated terrorist attacks have devastated New York City's World Trade Center and triggered evacuations of government buildings and heightened security from Washington, D.C. to Anchorage, Alaska. In New York, two planes, both of which the government says were hijacked jetliners, crashed into the two 110-story towers of the Trade Center. Claire McIntyre managed to get out of one of the towers before an explosion brought down the other huge building.
There were bodies on the ground in pieces, I'm sorry to say. And when we came out, we were walking up the block to get away from the building. And that's when two World Trade Center blew up. And we were just in a cloud of darkness, and we had to feel our way to some clearness. And we've been pretty much walking ever since, trying to get north.
And within the past hour, as frantic efforts were underway to evacuate the other tower at the World Trade Center, another explosion brought it down. This firefighter had an urgent message for his wife as he spoke with a reporter.
Maria, I just want to let the last word you heard on the phone was, oh, my God, that was the second collapse. I just want to let you know I made it out.
It's unclear how many may have been killed and injured. Now we have word from Somerset County in Pennsylvania. Somerset County, some 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, where there is word that a large plane, perhaps a 747, has crashed. In Washington, the White House, Pentagon, State Department, all government buildings have been evacuated. An aircraft crashed onto the grounds of the Pentagon. A portion of the building is on fire and has collapsed, and there are reports that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has been evacuated. There are also reports of a car bomb explosion outside the State Department. President Bush, who called these an apparent
terrorist attacks, is en route to Washington from Sarasota, Florida, and Secretary of State Colin Powell, traveling in South America, is reportedly also returning to the Capitol. An Anchorage TV station is reporting that nearby Elmendorf Air Force Base and Fort Richardson have been put on full military alert. In Chicago, the Sears Tower has been evacuated. Employees of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were ordered out of the building. The FAA has grounded all flights in the U.S. International flights to the U.S. are being diverted to Canada. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has reacted to these extraordinary events.
I'm afraid we can only imagine the terror and the carnage there.
Blair calls the events mass terrorism perpetrated by fanatics. In 1993, a terrorist bombing at the World Trade Center left 6 people dead and injured more than 1,000 others. Clearly, today's events will leave many more dead and injured. Both towers of the World Trade Center have collapsed following the crashes of 2 planes and subsequent explosions. CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
I'm Dan Revive with our live coverage continuing here from CBS News. The twin towers of the World Trade Center have come down. CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall is on the scene. Pamela?
We're seeing a picture of utter devastation as the cloud clears away from what's left of this twin tower from my vantage point. People are trickling out. The bulk of people have left this area. I just overheard a conversation, a woman from Manhattan talking to 3 women from Wisconsin who were here on their vacation, and she's offering them a place to stay. This city of New York is pulling together in a time of need. I see a crowd of 20 people before me talking amongst themselves about the horror. One man describing seeing people leaping from windows to their death. They're all listening to the radio. And as the story of horror unfolds in the rest of this country, they lie in wait to find out how many have died here in New York City.
Pamela McCall, indeed, we have no numbers yet, but people have died and have been injured. Also in the Washington area, clearly some injuries at the Pentagon struck by a third aircraft. See if we can bring in Catherine Abate. I think you're in the area of the World Trade Center. Can you join us? What are you seeing there, please, Ms. Abate?
Well, it's a scene of utter devastation. People are walking around in shock. The plume of dust and debris that flew down West Broadway after the second tower dropped was incredible. It just turned to nighttime instantly. And now it's just looking like a dusty, ash-covered snowstorm in the city. I think people can't believe what's happened. We're still hearing planes flying down the Hudson and helicopters, and each time we hear one of those sounds, we're so frightened because we think something else is going to blow up. I personally was on the 5th floor looking towards the World Trade Center and did indeed see people jumping to their deaths from the fiery top floors of the first tower before it collapsed. We heard the plane do the initial bombing. It was a very fast flight over our building, flying south, and then it was just as if you heard a kamikaze sound effect out of a World War II movie. He actually accelerated into the building and it exploded. And it was quickly followed by the second explosion. So anyone who was in any parts of the World Trade Center when those two planes hit didn't make it out. Anyone above that didn't make it out.
Catherine Abate, a resident of New York City, where many strange things have happened, but this had to be the worst thing you've ever seen.
Well, there must have been another bomb in the bottom of the building because it collapsed unto itself. It didn't topple over. It collapsed down.
All right, that was your impression. Again, federal authorities aren't sure, don't know. They'll be investigating whether it could have been somehow the airplanes hitting the buildings and eventually bringing them down. But when it comes to what happened to people who were, as you say, on West Broadway in Lower Manhattan, pieces of the building, of this 110-story building, were coming down from the sky?
Absolutely. And I was on the 5th floor just trying to get things together to bring down into the basement where we are now. And we have security cameras that we can see out onto the street. So there were police in riot gear. We're really the only ones still out in the street trying to rush people away from the World Trade Center. And when the debris flew down the street, they had to run, even though they were wearing their riot gear, to get out of the way. It was not only the acrid blue-black smoke, pieces of paper and metal and
wood. As soon as I saw it coming, I just locked the door to my space, went out in the hall, and ran down into the basement for safety.
Catherine Abate, thanks very much. Let's go to CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall near the World Trade Center, but not 110 stories tall now, Pamela.
No, it's not. We see light winds have picked up, and it seems to be drifting the smoke across the sky of Manhattan away from this scene. It reminds me of when CBS broadcaster Edward R. Murrow described the bombing of London as he stood on the rooftops of London and watched the bombs come down and the stalwart nature of the people after the attacks, night after night. People here haven't hit that stage yet. They're still in shock. I see many wide-eyed people still trying to reach their loved ones walking by, and there doesn't seem to be the degree of urgency to leave this area. Perhaps that's because the bulk of people have already gone.
Well, it's 2 minutes to the top of the hour, and we'll have a full update from CBS News. But one sense that everyone nationwide would like to have is that it's over. No more airplanes are going to hit buildings. I assume the people there in Lower Manhattan are quite nervous about that, too.
Well, I do believe that that's why they're hustled out of here. As the woman just described who witnessed and heard to the bombings, there's a fear that is pervading, especially with the knowledge people are getting over their radios of what's happened in the rest of the country. The knowledge that another aircraft has gone down elsewhere is frightening. There was perhaps some comfort seeing what appeared to be a U.S. Air Force fighter jet possibly an hour ago that banked around the second tower prior to its collapse. Now, it did one bypass and left, perhaps as a show to the people of New York City that those who can do something about the situation have been activated.
Well, there will be a lot of personal and human stories coming out of today's tragedy, but it is, as President Bush said, an attack on our nation. I want to do a very brief recap, Pamela McCall. We'll come back to you as our live coverage continues. In Washington, CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart, who covers the law enforcement beat, says government sources tell him that more planes may have been hijacked. That may be an explanation for the crash that's been reported in western Pennsylvania. And in addition, he hears of an airliner crashing near Camp David, the presidential retreat in Maryland. Don't get me wrong, the president's not there. In fact, he's flying back to this area, to the Washington area, from Florida, even at this hour. So a lot of
you are listening to continuous live coverage from CBS News of a possible terrorist attack at the World Trade Center, possibly at the Pentagon. This is News Talk 1250 WTMA.
The alert, evacuations of the State Department, the Capitol, and the White House. That report was wrong. They say now no car bomb exploded outside the State Department, but it has been a tragic day, and more details coming up from CBS.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. A nation in shock in the wake of apparently coordinated terrorist attacks. First, a plane crashed into one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, high up on the 110-story structure. Within minutes, another aircraft crashed into the other tower.
Oh my gosh.
Witnessed some kind of secondary follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center number 2, the one that is on the south that is difficult to make out through the debris and smoke, but it does appear that the top portion of the building has collapsed down to the streets below.
And not too long after that, the other tower also collapsed.
People are streaming out of Lower Manhattan, a major exodus here. People stopped and turned around as they watched the whole top quarter of the building of one of the towers tumble. Huge plumes of smoke coming from that. We saw a lot of tears from people walking by. Everybody's trying to call home and trying to let people know that they're okay.
CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall in Lower Manhattan. Early reports from hospitals say only as few as 100 people are now being treated, but it's feared that the disaster may eventually be found to have injured or killed thousands and perhaps even tens of thousands of people. About 50,000 people work in those two twin towers. There's word that an aircraft now has crashed southeast of Pittsburgh. We have few details on that so far. In Washington, a plane crashed into the Pentagon and a car bomb exploded outside the State Department. The White House and other key government buildings have been evacuated. President Bush, who's now en route back to the Washington area, was speaking in Florida when he got the word.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center,
in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
He vowed that the U.S. will track down those responsible for the destruction. In Washington, we're live now with CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein. Howard, what do you have?
Chris, there, as you said, there have been reports of explosions all over the city. We can confirm an aircraft crashing into the Pentagon.